We're so glad you've joined us today for Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports. Today we'll focus on basketball with Illinois shooting guard Trent Meacham.
You know, I spend so much time on the basketball court that I really try to make it a time of worship and a time to witness, you know, the great platform you have as an athlete, to whether it's your teammates, your coaches, fans, just anyone.
And Washington State head coach Tony Bennett.
When you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you will never, ever be alone. He promises us this, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
Plus, host Ron Brown and Wes Neal talk about being motivated to play for Christ.
Each situation is an opportunity for me to express my love to the Lord for what he's done for me on the cross. Whether it's running a routine drill or doing something so tedious, it's still special for the Lord.
Here's Nebraska assistant football coach Ron Brown, ready to get today's program underway.
Hope you're having a happy Valentine's Day. And when I think of Valentine's Day, I think of love, God's love to all of us. Every day for God, when he thinks about us, is Valentine's Day. Do you know that? We're just a few weeks away from March Madness. Can you believe it? And it looks like our next guest will be a part of the NCAA tournament. His name is Trent Meacham, and he's the shooting guard for the University of Illinois. They're having a great season so far. I recently asked Trent how he developed that great shot of his.
Wow. Well, it first started probably with my dad just helping me in the driveway when I was younger, just, you know, getting a lot of reps up. And as a shooter, that's a big thing, is just repetition, shooting hundreds of shots a day. But really, it comes down to confidence. Once you do that, you have your form, you know, you shoot a lot, and it really just comes down to confidence. And you miss a shot and just knowing the next one's going in. And, you know, that kind of goes up and down throughout a game, throughout a season. But the key is to be consistent with that and just play with confidence, but definitely shoot with confidence. I think Larry Bird said in shooting it's like 80% confidence or something like that, and that's really what it comes down to.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I think of a shooter like yourself, Trent, and all the hours that you spend out in the playground or in the backyard with your dad or whatever, I think of David, you know, as a young shepherd boy. Before he became a great king, he spent a lot of time in the sheep fields all alone, out there working on what God called him to do with his life. How do you see that in your life? Did you learn a lot about the Lord through your time on the basketball courts? And what has God done with you in Christ through that to get you ready for some of the challenges that you go through now?
I think the biggest thing I realized is that it's a process. And no matter where you're at, you got to continue to grow. And as a basketball player, you know, if you're not working on your game, if you're not practicing, you're not going to get any better. You're not just staying the same. You're going to get worse. The same thing in life. It's the same thing as being a Christian. You got to continually, you know, get into the Word and fellowship with other Christians and continue to grow and challenge yourself. And they just parallel each other really well. And you got to continue to grow and work on your game, work on being a man of God. And it's really the same thing in both arenas.
We're talking to Trent Meacham, the outstanding shooting guard for the University of Illinois basketball team. And Trent, have you been able to make a connection with Jesus while you do basketball? So I'm not just talking about, you know, I know you go to church and you have Bible studies and you have worship time there, but is the basketball court a place of worship for you with the Lord Jesus Christ?
That's what I try to make it. And, you know, it's not easy. There's times when it's harder to do than other times, but that's really what I try to make it. You know, I spend so much time on the basketball court that I really try to make it a time of worship and a time to witness to, you know, the great platform you have as an athlete, to whether it's your teammates, your coaches, fans, just anyone. So that's how I try to make it. You know, it's not easy all the time, but that's what I strive for and really want to do.
Yeah, Trent, is it too holy to ask the Lord to say, Lord, you know, help me with my shot. I'm a little bit off right now, and could you help, you know, keep my elbow straight, or can I wave goodbye to the ball a little bit better, get proper spin on the ball, help my eyes out? Are you able in the middle of a contest to talk to the Lord that intimately about your game?
I try to just ask him for strength and focus and, you know, just thank him for the opportunity I have and really, yeah, just for strength and focus and just to continue to fight and play for him and know there's bigger things to play for than all the crowds and winning and losing, but play for him above all else and just give him my all. And, you know, when things aren't going well, that's when you really got to rely on him and for that strength and that guidance and, you know, maybe that extra little push.
You are recently engaged, am I correct?
Yes, I am.
All right, man. And you know, there's intimacy all about that, too. You know, I mean, that is a very intimate thing, not only engagement, but the marriage it's about to be upon you. And God uses that as a great intimate connection to remind you of Him. And so you can transfer what you learn in basketball to your marriage and to all kinds of things in relating to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, definitely. And it's got to be something more than just going to church on Sunday, you know, 1 hour a week or whenever. And especially with when you're in a relationship with someone and you grow with that person, you realize, you know, it's more than just yourself here. And you've got to, you know, give to this person and serve them. And I feel like that's how I want to live and what I strive for. And I'm not always doing that, but that's really what I want to be as a man. And hopefully I can continue to do that.
As we close off today, Trent, what can we pray for you at the University of Illinois? I know you're involved with FCA there. Is there an opportunity for us to pray through some great opportunities that you could have through the FCA ministry as a basketball player there at the University of Illinois?
You know, I've seen some just great growth in different athletes around the campus, and I think really for our basketball team, you know, I'd really like to see that happen this year and really just pray for, you know, boldness on my part and just really to come together as a team and really see some lives changed with our team and all the teams on campus here.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Trent. I'm going to pray for you right now so we don't let this thing go. So I'm just going to close our interview off with a prayer. Father, we know that you have called Trent to be an ambassador for you right there at the University of Illinois. Lord, that is a mission field for him, that basketball team. And I pray, Lord, that you would give him an authority that goes beyond whatever happens on that basketball court, Lord, that it's circumstance-free authority that you give him, Lord, to know your word, to be able to dish that word out, Lord, and present that word in a way that those fellow basketball players would understand, even his coaching staff, Lord, and the rest of the university and the entire Big Ten Conference and the whole nation. Anytime Trent, Lord, is playing basketball, may Jesus be revealed through him to the point where people notice something special and different. And Lord, would you just wire up his relationship sovereignly for what you want to do and remind him, God, that he is not there by accident. He is on purpose, Lord. And so, Father, give him the kind of year that would bring honor and glory to you. Help him to focus that way, Lord. And all of us around America, in the name of Jesus Christ, can say amen.
Amen.
All right. Trent, you've been great to talk with today. Thanks for being with us on Sharing the Victory.
Thanks for having me.
That's Trent Meacham, the outstanding shooting guard for the University of Illinois basketball team, here on Sharing the Victory. Up next, Washington State head coach Tony Bennett. He'll be speaking boldly about the benefits of knowing Jesus.
You will never be alone. It's the greatest relationship you can ever have. Nothing compares to it.
You're listening to Sharing the Victory from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
At FCA, we're touching millions one heart at a time. Since 1954, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has been putting the heart and soul in sports by challenging athletes and coaches to impact the world for Jesus Christ. As the largest sports ministry in the world, FCA now reaches over 2 million people annually on the professional, college, high school, junior high, and youth levels. Through this shared passion for athletics and faith, lives are changed one heart at a time. Learn more at FCA.org. FCA Gear is your place for top-of-the-line clothing. With clothing from FCA Gear, you'll let everyone know you support FCA, the heart and soul in sports. Also available at FCA Gear, Bibles, devotionals, study guides, and much more, including books from Tony Dungy, Jim Tressel, and Les Steckel. At FCA Gear, you'll find that perfect gift for the sports person in your life. FCA Gear is available online at FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory. I'm Ron Brown, your host. It's time for FCA Across America and the outstanding basketball coach for Washington State University, Tony Bennett. Tony led his Cougars to the NCAA tournament in his first 2 years as a head coach, and he had the opportunity to speak at last year's FCA Final Four luncheon in San Antonio. Listen as Tony Bennett shares what God has been doing with the Washington State basketball team.
I want to tell you about one of my assistant coaches who's here. And his name's Ron Sanchez. I don't know where he is, but I asked if I could share this. We were on a recruiting trip in Los Angeles. We were at Price High School, and it's a Christian high school. And we were waiting to go in and watch a player play, but there was another coach there, so we had about 30 minutes. And next to the gym was a big sanctuary. It's called the Faith Dome. And we just went in there, and we were waiting for the time. And we walked in there. I said to Ron and I sat down and we started talking. I could just feel this pressing on my heart and this urgent saying, ask him, see where he's at, ask him. So we sat down there and I just said, Ron, I want to ask you a question. I said, if you died right now and appeared before God and he said, why should I let you into heaven? What would you say? And we just started talking and Ron said to me, he said, well, he said, you know, I've tried to live a good life. He said, my mom was a very strong Christian person and I tried to model my life after her. And Ron, you know, I think was coming that direction. I said, Ron, let me just share with you what's happened in my life. And this is why this is so neat for me because, and I told this to Ron, when I was 14 years old, I went to my father took our family to a Fellowship of Christian Athletes camp in Colorado where Tom Osborne was the keynote speaker, the football coach at Nebraska. And it was there that a camp counselor took my sister and I aside and he shared with us the gospel in a way that I'd never heard it. He said to us, he shared John 3:16. He said, do you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, and that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have life everlasting. And he said, all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Shared scripture with us, and he said, do you know that Christ went to the cross for your sins, for my sins? And if you believe in that, if you believe that he went to the cross, that he was buried, died, and rose again and conquered sin, if you ask him into your life, you can be saved. And it was there that I put my faith in him. It says, if you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and confess with your mouth, you will be saved. And my sister and I professed our faith in Christ 24 years ago. And I shared that with Ron on that day. And I said, Ron, what do you think about that? And he said, let's go. He said, let's go. And both of us bowed our heads together. And it was pretty cool because that was one of the greatest things. All the basketball stuff, it's not comparable to that. Ron became a believer that day. And though we lost that kid that we went to recruit, actually he went to play for Lorenzo Romar at Washington, though we lost that recruiting battle, there was a much greater victory won that day when my brother in the Lord, Ron Sanchez, gave his life to Christ. And I can't tell you how great that was. It was awesome. When you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you will never, ever be alone. He promises us this, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. He says, my peace I leave you with, my peace I give to you, and I do not give as the world gives to you. He doesn't promise us peace without crisis. He promises peace in the midst of crisis, and that is so true. Romans 8:39 says, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all of creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. You will never be alone. And then in Philippians, the Apostle Paul says, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. The secret he's talking about is a relationship with Christ. You will never be alone. It's the greatest relationship you can ever have. And though there are great things in the world to have, nothing compares to it.
That was Washington State head basketball coach Tony Bennett speaking at last year's FCA Final Four luncheon. You're listening to Sharing the Victory from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Her goal?
Wimbledon.
Our goal? To keep her set for life. While she serves an ace to win the set, we serve her the Bible to win her heart. With Christ in her court,
game, set, match.
She's set for life. Join the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as we strive to put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. To learn more, contact us at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. FCA pays tribute to the life of Kay Yao, legendary women's basketball coach at North Carolina State. After battling cancer for more than 20 years, Kay Yao was called home on Saturday, January 24th.
At death, we make an exit from one stage into a new beginning of eternal life with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
All of us at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes thank God for the life of Kay Yao. Sign up to get the free Daily Impact devotional in your inbox. Just go to sharingthevictoryradio.com. Here's Ron Brown.
I love spending time with our next guest on Sharing the Victory. His name is Wes Neal, one of my heroes of the faith. Wes is an outstanding biblical scholar and writer and speaker. He has shared all over the world about the principles, biblical principles, of how to connect Jesus Christ with your actual competition in sports. And it's great for athletes and coaches and even soccer moms out there. Wes, welcome to Sharing the Victory. Thanks for being on.
Thanks, Ron. It's good to be here.
Wes, I want to talk about what should motivate the Christian athlete, the Christian coach, the Christian parent, the Christian fan in sports. I mean, what should our motivation be? It seems like there are a lot of motivations out there. We hear in the professional world of sports, the huge contract salaries and the huge audiences and the endorsements, the commercials. My goodness, there's so many motivational tools out there, including things like fear and intimidation. A lot of coaches will use that to motivate their athletes. Wes, what does God have to say about motivation in the midst of all that chaos?
Well, you know, Ron, the interesting thing about the biblical principle of motivation that we use, total release, is that it's not circumstance-oriented. And everything you mentioned so far, fear, anger, many of these things are revenge, circumstance-oriented. If the circumstances are just right, are not just right, you can't get that motivation to work. There's no question that other motivations do work. We've seen that through our own sports career. But the motivation that God gives us is based out of Romans 12, 1 and 2. And there he tells us, by the mercies of God, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And then he tells us that this is our service of worship. What he's telling us here, Ron, is that he wants us to express to him our love for him because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. That's that, by the mercies of God, what he's done for us. And so as I take into my mind what God has done for me, and again, most notably, what Jesus has done for me on the cross, that I am now to present my body, which is a word that means my mind, my soul, my physical abilities, everything about me, as a living sacrifice to him. And he says that's my expression or my service of worship. And basically that means it's the logical thing that I can do at that moment to express my love to him for what he's done for me on the cross.
And you know, there's a response to love, Wes, that's very commensurate with your view of that love. For example, you look at the apostles, based on church history, that 11, at least 11 of the 12, maybe the 12 did too, but at least 11 of the 12 were martyred for their faith. Yeah. They died because of a love response. They were so motivated by the love of Jesus Christ that it took them to their death. And so what does that do for the Christian athlete?
You know, in any kind of sport, there are those up moments where it's easy to be motivated, easy to really get the adrenaline flowing to give your best, but there's a lot of the down moments when there are routine drills, we do the same thing over and over again, and this is where this motivation of love really kicks in for me. Each situation is an opportunity for me to express my love to the Lord for what he's done for me on the cross. Whether it's running a routine drill or working on a book or doing something so tedious it's over and again, it's still special for the Lord. It's that opportunity, it's that moment of my life that I can seize, and this is my expression of the Lord to the Lord for what he's done for me. So I want to give the best quality of what I have in representing Jesus. I'll give you an example. I was with a friend of mine. He was working out with weights. I had already had my workout in for the day, and he was going through, Ron, it was just kind of a futile effort. He was just didn't look like he was putting himself totally into it. And so he was ready to call it quits. When I said, Daniel, you can't go home yet. You haven't really given your best effort for the Lord. And he tried to tell me, Wes, don't talk me into this. I'm just too tired. And I said, Daniel, will you do just one more set, but do it with two things in mind? And he said, okay. Finally, he conceded, I'll do it. And with two things. I said, do you really believe that Jesus is present here in this gym? Do you really believe that? And he paused for a moment. He said, okay, I believe that. Yes, I really do. I said, then do you believe that you can express your love to him for what he's done for you on the cross in another set? And he said, well, I suppose so. And then he was beginning to get the picture, Ron. He said, okay, I'll do one more set, being aware of Jesus' presence and knowing that each repetition is going to be my expression of love to him for what he's done for me on the cross. And he said he'll do that. Well, he came out stronger, more powerful looking than ever, Ron, and he did those sets like he was just fresh. Like it was the start of a workout, and he wanted more weight on the bar, and we kept going up and up, and finally, I told him to quit because he had a rest also. That's part of his expression of love. But the point was that even in his tiredness, in a routine drill, when he was aware of the presence of Jesus, he saw that each repetition, not just each set, but each repetition of that set could be his expression of love. He was more powerful than ever.
Well, we've been talking to Wes Neal, just reminding us today again that our motivation for anything we do, and certainly in the world of sports as well, should be out of our love response to what Jesus Christ has done for us. And if we have a low opinion of what Jesus has done for us, it will reflect in our conscious thinking of Christ while we're doing our sport. It'll all be based on us. Wes, thanks for reminding us of the perfect motivation, the love of Christ, here again on Sharing the Victory.
Again, thanks for having me, Ron.
What we've been talking about the last several weeks with Wes Neal is really near to my heart, and that is how we can connect Jesus with our athletic competition. We had four different interviews with Wes about how one can intimately glorify the Lord Jesus Christ while he's doing a sport. And we broke these down into four different areas and interviewed Wes about each one: goal, winning, audience, and motivation. And we put all these interviews on CD, and I think this would be a great gift for any athlete or coach. I'll tell you what, we feel so strongly about the message in these interviews that we want to give as many away as possible. So call or email us, and we'll give you a free CD of the Wes Neal interviews. You can call our toll-free number, which is 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. You can email us at stv@fca.org. That's stv@fca.org. Leave your name, address, and phone number, and we'll send you the CD right away. We got more coming on Sharing the Victory, including FCA President Les Steckel with Coach's Corner. Thanks for listening today.
Not only is SharingTheVictoryRadio.com the place to listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free podcast, SharingTheVictoryRadio.com is also the place that links you to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to learn more about how God is using the largest sports ministry in the world. Also, you'll get access to the online version of Sharing the Victory magazine. Check us out today at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. That's SharingTheVictoryRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Brown of Sharing the Victory. Whether it's scoring a touchdown, acing a serve, or making the goal, athletes understand what success means. Every week, we'll be hearing from people who pursue excellence in athletics and in their faith. Men and women around the globe who are using their athletic talents for God's glory.
There's one reason that I'm standing up on this stage today. That's because of my Lord up above. I got to say thanks to Jesus. You knew I was going to do it, and I got to do it.
See you right here for Sharing the Victory. Hi, Ron Brown welcoming you back to Sharing the Victory. Up next, Coach's Corner with Les Steckel.
Coaching is a great profession. My 32 years as a football coach were very rewarding, and I thank God for giving me those many years to impact the lives of young men for His glory. Coaching is also a very intense career. Pressures to win that are put on coaches at even the high school level are unbelievable. No matter how many victories you achieved in even the very recent past, your job often depends on what you did the very last game. How many times we as coaches used to look at each other and say, "Hey, we're only as good as our last game." At this time of year, there are always a number of new coaches taking on new roles at new schools and new teams. If you ever had a job change before, you know how that can be both exhilarating and exhausting. And if you're replacing a legendary leader in that industry, you'll really have tremendous extra stress. You can imagine what those coaches who replaced Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry, two NFL Hall of Fame coaches, and Red Auerbach, the great NBA Boston Celtic coach, felt when stepping into their team's locker room for the first time. Or how would you like to have tried to replace Moses? That was what Joshua faced. All Moses had to do was to face off the Pharaoh and lead the Israelites out of bondage in Egypt. Bring the Ten Commandments from God down to people from the top of Mount Sinai, lead his people for 40 years in the wilderness, and bring them to the very edge of the Promised Land? Though God chose not to let Moses enter the Promised Land, I'd say Moses was very successful. When Moses handed over the leadership of the Israelites to Joshua, however, there was no loss of direction. God and Moses had trained Joshua very well, and as a replacement coach, if you will, Joshua was an excellent leader. Coaches do not pass along playbooks to their successors, but Joshua inherited Moses' playbook, which was the Word of God recorded in the Pentateuch, fancy word for you Ivy Leaguers, or what we know as the first five books of the Old Testament. And when Joshua assumed leadership of the people of Israel, God gave him basically two directives. One was to be strong and courageous. You and I need to do that every day as well. And the other directive the Lord gave to Joshua was to meditate on his word day and night and be careful to do everything that is written in it. Doing those things, God said, would lead to prosperity and success. And they will, for you and me. That advice is just as valid and important today as it was in the time of Moses and Joshua. Believe me how true that is. Today, be strong and courageous and be obedient to all that is written in God's Word. This is Les Stuckel with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. God bless you as you follow His counsel.
You may have heard that North Carolina State women's basketball coach Kay Yao recently passed away after a long battle with cancer. We've had her on our program a few times, and I was always encouraged by her love for Jesus, even when she was going through the difficult trials of dealing with cancer and coaching her team. Our prayers are with her family and the team. Keep listening, because in the next few weeks to come, we'll dedicate an entire program to honor the Lord and how He used Kay's life to reach many for Christ. Kay Yao was definitely a coach who did sports God's way. How about you? There's two ways of doing sports: God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, have a great week in Christ.
Call or email us to receive the free CD from Sharing the Victory, the four-part interview with Wes Neal about connecting Jesus to the sports world. Our phone number is 866-788-5031. That's toll-free, 866-788-5031. Our email is stv@fca.org. That's stv@fca.org. Just leave us your name, mailing address, and phone number, and we'll send you the Wes Neal interviews on CD. If you missed any part of today's program, you can listen anytime at sharingthevictoryradio.com. You can also listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free podcasts. Again, the website is sharingthevictoryradio.com. Have a great week. And make plans to join us next week at this same time for Sharing the Victory. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.